With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 4 of Only Here for a Visit from magical Molly Malone's in Hope Street, the home of Guinness and home of GigPod. I'm Stevie and I'm joined by Dan, who makes it 2 in a row for consecutive appearances on the podcast. What about a third and Sunday after Kilmarnock? Well, there better be, because Rizzo is in London again. So no pressure there, Dan. So tell me, what have you been up to? And I'm hearing rumours of you being in Tenerife as well.
I may have been away somewhere, yes. I just love all the travel, Stevie. I love the travel where I go from my house down to Prestwick Airport, then over to Tenerife, Los Cristianos, then back to Glasgow. I love all that. It's brilliant.
How much is a pint in kennels then?
Well, it can vary from pub to pub, I must say, Stevie, but the Humble Dorada, which is a fantastic local beer, I must say.
Is that like the Tenerife Tenants?
Essentially,
Tenants Tenerife, if you will.
That was... Get lost.
Listen, I'm only here for a visit.
And so am I. That is the aim of the podcast, mate. But I think it's... The days of the €1 pint are mostly gone. The game is gone. A €1.50 to €2.50, I would say, is the norm now, which is still tremendous. And then you can get a 330ml can of it for less than 80 cents in most of the local convenience stores over there as well. So I don't remember a whole lot of my trip, I'm going to be honest with you.
What did you have to eat? A lot of egg and chips, I hope?
Like a proper tourist, mate. Just went into a place that had pictures on the menu, pointed to the egg and chips. Cheapest pint on the menu as well. That's the Brexit I voted for.
Was there any Celtic games on when you were over there?
There was not. I was away during the international break, so I did see a bit of the Scotland game against Norway. Scotland-Georgia I missed because I was travelling.
You love the travel?
I do love the travel. We'll talk obviously about Scotland at some stage this week. However, I believe we've got the real football, the club stuff to talk about first.
Well, we are going to very quickly chat about Celtic last night. Yes, we beat Hibs 4-1. I think you said your shoot prediction with Rizzo was 2-0. Rizzo said 2-1. It was very, very comfortable, and obviously it wasn't a big enough game for you, Dan, because unlike me, you decided not to go. You sat in the warmth of your house watching it on a very legal streamer here. But what did you make of the performance?
Well, I did watch it by very legal means, so I just want to get that out there. In terms of the performance, I did say on Sunday, although I didn't predict the 4-1 scoreline, that hopefully Brendan would have concentrated a few minds. He did appear to have done that. Awata.
Oh, he's a live one, isn't he?
He is a live one. He's got the chops.
The clutch.
He cut through the nonsense. As a certain TalkSport pundit would say.
Listen, he was cooking apparently.
Listen, get lost. Get stuffed, your tube.
They're going to say, shut it, Jim.
But no, he clearly did concentrate a few minds. Awata obviously started the middle of the park. McGregor pushed him up further forward, which is what I sort of talked about in the pod with John. You've obviously been calling for it for a long, long time now.
Listen, I know ball, mate.
You know ball. Your ball knowledge, as the young ones would say, was on point, bro.
I should get a social media login again just for using this part of that. Tragic stuff.
But no, in terms of performance as a whole, very impressed. Much more like Celtic. Up top, fantastic. Obviously, Kyogo has been frustrating the life out of many of us recently,
I think it's been frustrating Brendan.
I think so, yeah. I've got to be very careful what I say here, and I mean that sincerely. I've got to be very, very careful. But he's been frustrating the life out of me as well. And even when he came on last night, just didn't look like his usual self. Kind of a bit greedy, to be honest, I did think. When he was getting opportunities, no looking up to the past, that sort of thing. But no concentrating too much on the negatives. Oh, I thought it was terrific. Awata fantastic in the middle of the park. McGregor very effective as well, pushed up higher. Palma, if I'm honest, I don't think was brilliant. But one thing I'm very relieved with is that he's ditched that stupid run up.
You say that about Palma, but there's an assist or a goal again.
No, exactly. And that's a big thing is, I don't think he played particularly well, and yet he's still contributing in terms of goals and assists.
You know what? Well, I made an emotional return to block 102 last night. I don't know if you know that. I didn't go on about it a lot or anything.
Well, no, I didn't know that, to be honest with you.
Of course, because you're actually anti-social media.
I'm anti-social media, so I haven't a clue what's on there.
But yeah, I was sitting with my uncle, my granda last night, because someone on the supporters bus, my granda's on, who sits next to him at 102, it was like you last night, Dan, wanted to watch it for the warmth of his house.
A big game, Charlie.
But he does go to 99% of the games. For me to say.
Listen, as did I at one stage, right? And that's a conversation you and I had about some sort of a loyalty system or some sort of a record.
I think so. There should be a Celtic credit file.
A credit file,
So what happens is Celtic basically find out all the games you've went to from, you know, whether that be the 80s or the 90s. For me, it would be the first game in 1993 properly. A 1-1 draw against Hibs. Stephen Tweed scored the equaliser. Up until maybe I had to pack it in when my daughter was born in 2013. So, but up until then, home away, Europe, everything. And I think I've got enough...
All the travel.
Listen, I'm not a big WWE guy, right? But I reckon I've got enough money in the bank to basically turn up to games and sworn in and out of Celtic Park. But hey, listen, I turn up to these games.
Listen, I was there under Lennon, first time around and second time around.
You cannot. What would you say your credit file is if it's out of like 1,000 or something?
Well,
I say mine's with 800 or something.
I don't know, I'd say around maybe 500 then.
500?
500. Are you taking into the fact that you spend off your... No,
I was talking about the games, but let's talk about merchandise. Including merchandise, I think my Celtic credit file will be £850.
There we go. I'd be a bit behind you.
Not by much, though, because you've got a couple of New Balance. You loved the New...
I liked the New Balance. I did love it. I loved all that with the home kit, the away kit, the third kit, then the training gear. Brilliant. No, it's big on the Adidas stuff. Maybe that's a subject for another... Only here for a visit.
Well, I believe you're wanting to slag a bit of merchandise I got last night. What about me? Oh, I'm a tube, isn't I?
For those that don't know, which I imagine is everyone, given that it was just me you'd sent it to.
I put it on social media again.
Social media.
You haven't a clue what's on there.
I haven't a clue what's on there.
£9, but it was down for like 20 odd.
And it was a Celtic and...
I believe they call it a beanie hat.
A beanie hat. With the Celtic badge and the club or Champions League.
It's still the old European Cup to you.
Champions League badge on it. £9 you paid for that?
I did not have a clue. I thought the Celtic badge looked all right, and I thought, I'm going to be freezing tonight, I'll put this on. Midway through the queue, it's got that bloody European Cup logo on it. I thought, I can't really back out of it now, the queue was massive.
Aye.
I'm just going to have to go through with this, so... Aye, £9 more.
Showed the courage of your convictions, mate, to at least see it through.
Well, I'm sure that invest. I'm sure the club will really invest that money in January.
Well, I was going to say they would actually be very proud of your savvy there, fishing about in the bargain bin, no doubt. Much like Amazon, they will be in January. But again, we'll save that one for a gig pod January transfer window special.
Very busy, Molly Mullins, right? I've got a theory. It's a lot of fair weather drinkers, Dan.
I would agree. That's not to do a disservice to this wonderful pub. It is a great
pub. The pub's innocent Molly Malone's.
And it is normally fairly busy in here, you have to say, regardless of time of the year or day of the week. However, I would say, without getting too personal, I doubt a lot of these individuals will be in here with you and I on a cold Thursday night in February.
Dan, I would happen to agree with that. I think, well, do you know what? I think we should just move on here because I can see your veins bulging now, brother, as we're talking about this. So we're going to be talking now very quickly. The Saturday, I was out with a good pal, Paul, and his wife, and it's an innocent gun, actually. And he had been... Innocent Angus gun. And he had streamed the Scotland draw in the Euros last Saturday. So yeah, Scotland were drawn with Hungary, the host Germany and Switzerland, and I think a lot of people immediately, as they always do I'm sure, took to social media, that great phrase, and said how overjoyed they were. Now granted, the big thing for me was making sure we didn't get England, because getting England
I never want them in a major
nothing to look forward to there, because they would horses. They've got, in my opinion, the best midfielder in world football there now. Bellingham is too good. He's going to be,
I just pray God he doesn't get a big injury.
I mean, it would be a shame. It'd be a real shame.
You know, and then you look at the rest of it. I mean, Marcus, he's a different player when he pulls on the Three Lions jersey.
Yeah, really. You have went overboard with this part, by the way.
But no, I do agree. I think even looking back to Euro 2020 and 2021, of course, because that wonderful pandemic, it took so much out of the players that game at Wembley. And I think really... I'm not going to say it was the sole reason, because Croatia were still ultimately a very, very good side, as they proved in the World Cup. Still the old Jules Rimet to me, but... but I do think that game took a lot out of the players, and the demand to 2 or 3 days later to go and play another excellent side in Croatia.
And it was a must-win game.
Too much. I don't want to see England again in a major tournament, certainly not anytime soon, though they do have... That's very good crop of players, I must admit.
See, everyone was all overjoyed, shall I say, from what I definitely seen in the group chats I'm in. People are delighted to be drawn against Hungary, Switzerland and Germany. Maybe because, you know, Hungary and Switzerland aren't the glamorous names, but Switzerland qualify for everything. So they'll probably be, out of all the 4 teams, Switzerland, I think, will be the favourites to go through. Genuinely, because they qualify for everything.
I think that I wouldn't go to the same levels of a Croatia, but like a Croatia, they are battle hardened. They qualify for everything and have a pretty good record in terms of getting out the group stages. Hungary, obviously, that wonderful nation with a beautiful capital city.
So we in joke there, everybody.
I have obviously, you know, Szoboszlai, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and top the qualifying group, I think, without defeat. And we're at the last Euros as well and look good. So they lost England as well at Molineux, remember? Was it 4-0, 4-1? What that been about a year or so ago now? So listen, they're no mugs. And the Germans, I know a lot's been made of them. Obviously they've had, you know, 2 pretty terrible World Cups in 2018, 2022. The last Euros, they weren't great either. They've lost numerous games, beat a friendly against Turkey, friendly against Japan more recently as well.
Is there not another one they lost recently too?
Austria, I think it may have been Austria. But listen, as much as I know the Germany of old, and I don't think I've known a weaker Germany team in my lifetime, So I don't think it's necessarily the worst top seed to have got.
2004 Germany were bad.
2004 Germany.
04, aye.
But what I would say is, they will be energised by the prospect of a home tournament.
I think about it in 2006. I think that they had a wretched 2005.
They got to what, the
semi final? Would I? In 06, but they had a wretched 2005 in the friendlies, I believe. There was all this doubt about them actually turning up. Then when that first game against Costa Rica, alright, I know they conceded two, but they looked like a really good side. And they beat that Argentina team as well. I think Germany and closer was just different class. You'll see it. Germany will have a torrid time. They'll play us.
That's one thing we'll lack now, is a
proper number nine.
It's a bit like Scotland. We'll lack a proper
Germany
number
have always
nine.
Had one, haven't they? If it's like Klinsmann, Bierhoff, closer. And well, that's it. Ever since closer, they've really been struggling, haven't they?
They haven't.
But Scotland have never had one. The last one was Ali McCoy's, probably.
Great guy. Friend of the pod.
Terrible. Terrible. But yeah, I think Germany, as you say, will turn up. Hungary, rightly so, Scotland will be the weakest team in that group. Everybody else should be rubbing their hands with Scotland, but I think Scotland...
But I think Scotland will be rubbing their hands together at the group as well, and they've got every right to do so after the way that they qualified. I know that it kind of tailed off a little bit, if you like, towards the end, but I mean, the last two games were meaningless games.
Look at last season with Celtic, when the job was done.
Checked out. So I don't want to be old in England. I do think Scotland have a very good chance, and in the Euros with the format now, 24 teams, obviously the four best third place teams go through as well to the round of 16. Realistically, if you can keep the score down in two games and win one, like a certain Northern Ireland did in 2016,
right,
or do a Portugal and draw all three, you can easily find yourself at the group. And I do think Scotland, this is the best chance that they'll get to in this hoodoo at major international
are
tournaments.
We going to go over, because remember when Norway get beat all Spain,
yes,
we went to a hotel in Hamburg.
In Hamburg, and then Wales will be playing their opening game.
Well, yeah, so. But we looked at the flight, so I think what we could do is probably, you're probably going to be best looking, this is turning into Skyscanner here. Probably get a wee flight to Brussels and get the train to Berlin or something.
Do you like Brussels when you're over there as well?
I like it, but it's a 3-day city. Aye. 3-day city at tops. But oh, it's brilliant. I loved it. I loved the chips. I loved the beer. I loved going to see Mario over there. Oh, it was brilliant. And then to travel back to Glasgow to the Duty Free. Oh, brilliant.
We'll have a look, because I mean the reservation is still there. And naturally,
I've cancelled it. We'll have to start it all again.
Yeah,
tube. Anyway, well, speaking of Euro draw, wait to hear this one. UEFA is investigating sex noises. I know, sounds ridiculous, right? But UEFA did say it's investigating sex noises that were transmitted during the broadcast of the Euro 2024 draw on Saturday. Now, the pub on Saturday when I was out was so loud, so I couldn't hear anything. None
of our fair weather drinkers, because it's December.
But yes, and I'm not one of them. I'd like to say I'm a veteran, Daniel, and I'm sure you would agree.
There's another word for it, but we'll not mention that.
Legend, thanks. But apparently lewd noises could be heard as Switzerland were drawing Group A with Scotland, Hungary and hosts Germany. So apparently we hear there's some YouTube prankster, Daniel Jarvis. That's apparently a full-time job now, isn't it? YouTubers, it would never be me. Daniel Jarvis claimed responsibility for the prank, and UEFA said that they are investigating it. Now, the big thing for me is, right, this word investigating, it's lost all meaning now. UEFA will simply say, listen, pack that in, and then I'm sure that they will forget about it when they predict how much money that they're going to make at the Euros next summer. That part, do you know what it is? Papers and tabloids, and they just want to make a story out of something and make something sound serious. That's it. A load of nonsense. Tosh.
I would agree, and to be fair, again, without rubbing in the anti-social media gimmick, you and I were totally oblivious to this. About Tuesday, Wednesday this week.
Aye, by the way, for everybody that thinks this is a gimmick,
I genuinely
all these stories that people say to me, "Oh, did you see this? Did you see that?" I mean, I haven't a clue what was on there. I don't have a clue. I mean, other than the Gig Pod Instagram, I don't have a clue what's going on.
I genuinely only knew about this for listening to TalkSport 10 a.m. news bulletin before White and Jordan. So I must say that I don't really see the big deal. I remember obviously back to again, Molyneux, second time it's had a mention on this pod. Wolves Liverpool, I believe it was in the FA Cup last. Was it last season or the season before?
Should we have been getting a foot massage?
I seen that one actually live at the time because it was live on The Beeb, that wonderful broadcast.
Was that not like a last minute goal? Was it Wolves?
Wolves and Liverpool, yeah. Oh no, I don't even think I watched the rest of the game.
I remember it was something memorable.
I couldn't recall it. The most memorable thing for me was that Frank captain again, obviously, but. I've still not. See, if I'm going to be honest, I've got no authority to speak on this. Cause I've not even seen the footage of what was alleged to have happened.
You've been told what happened, but the word investigation.
Oh, an investigation.
UEFA don't really care, do they?
An investigation's a bit. You know, it's not an attempted murder.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some might say it's an attempted murder on podcasting here with a pair of us boozing in a big loud pub.
Shit, don't worry about that.
Nah, don't worry about that. Anyway, listen, we're moving on to actual murder here because I'm sure that when we're playing GTA 6, we're committing tons of that. Of course, it's all very legal and fictional, but still, 113 million views for the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer in 4 days. And Dan, what you hear this? It's more views than the Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer had in 12 years. Incredible.
Is it though?
Rockstar, what a bunch.
Look, I agree, and I've obviously, like anyone, played the Grand Theft Auto games over a number of years, long before I legally should have been sort of allowed to. But is that really a surprise? With the way that social media in the world's gone from, what, 2011, I think, when the Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer came out to now. Look, obviously I'll buy it, I'll play it. Without again sounding too doom and gloom or miserable, I don't share the same hype for it that I think you have and others.
Well, I've not even got a PlayStation or an Xbox around. I hijacked my daughter's Switch and just play Mario Kart, and I hope she's not listening. I've got a Mario Wonder for Christmas.
I'd be concerned if she was listening to
that. Aye, it would be a problem with it. I think she knows I do this, but she rolls her eyes and just says, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. No, but rightly so. Rightly so. She's good. She's only 10 anyway. But anyway, I'm just a Switch guy now, right? But I will probably get a PlayStation 5 purely for this, honestly. But I'm just reading about like the trailer breakdowns and everything, so I like to go on YouTube and see what things I've missed, or if there's any inverted commas here, Easter eggs, you know what I mean, from past games. But
yes, yes,
one of the things people are saying now, they're saying, is the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer too woke? And I rolled my eyes and I went, no. I just thought, no,
you cannot.
You can, but amazingly, there's more.
You can.
There's more discourse, right, about a trailer for a fucking video game being woke. Surprise! It all stems from
a certain website,
formerly
Twitter.
And it's just people saying that the woman is at Lucia in it. She's too attractive to rob and shoot people and commit murders and atrocities, and I'm like, it's a fucking game. But you've got the woke and the anti-woke mob just at war with each other over a trailer. Now, and we're looking, this is, by the way, this is a very respected website, Forbes magazine. And we're looking
usually
at this.
It's like, the Daily Star you read as well.
Oh, what a paper. Brilliant. I love all that.
The home of fun stuff.
Oh, with all fake stories. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
Showbiz section. Fantastic.
But we are looking now at an entire article. And it's just constant tweets, or they call them exes now. I don't know. But it's all just like walking at. They're all just arguing with each other. Would anybody at the pub argue about this trailer or anything like that? They would just say it's a great trailer, then move on.
Everything now, though, and it's been this way for a number of years, it only seems to get worse. It used to be turned into this culture war nonsense. You know, you've got the inverted commas, or the speech marks, the woke mob having digs at the anti-woke mob, and vice versa. Half the time just making up imaginary points and arguments that the others haven't even put across,
totally.
By the way. Just getting angry about stuff that hasn't even happened. And it really did annoy me that. Obviously, as I say, I wasn't that hyped at the prospect of a game that is the best part of at least 18 months away still.
And there'll be delays because they're lazy developers,
know,
of course.
Listen, I seen a woman character, I didn't really bat an eyelid. And people saying she's too good looking to murder somebody. I mean, come on, do me a favour.
I know, get lost there.
Get stuffed.
But no, you like me would have appreciated and played old GTA games, and I was going to ask you, like, what was the first Grand Theft Auto game you played?
It would have been San Andreas.
2004 classic.
It would have been San Andreas. I've since obviously played Vice City. I played Grand Theft Auto 3 as well. So I've since played all these, but it would have been San Andreas. Again, well before I legally would have been allowed to have purchased a copy of the game.
Favourite Grand Theft Auto out of all of them, though, what was it?
Like, I've got brilliant memories of San Andreas because it was the first one. What I would say is...
So that table there, I'm fucking loving it as well.
What I would say is 5 up to a point was phenomenal. When when it first came out, and then when it first came out on the next gen consoles at that time, so that would have been the old Xbox One and the old PS4, when the online came out for that, I remember getting it at Christmas, and for a fortnight straight I was just on it every day, like 8, 10, 12 hours a day. Really bad for you, by the way, do not do that. But it was unbelievable.
Was your mental health all right, eh?
And then, my men's mental health's okay. I've had a migraine, I've talked to my mate about Laura Woods, so I'm feeling much better.
Brilliant broadcaster, love her. We'd never
I'm about to climb a Monroe on Saturday, so I'll be fine. but 5 up to a point, then they kind of ruined the online with too many updates. You know, it's going to be the best part of what, 11, 12 years of that one game as well. It turned into a cash grab by then, and I'm fearful the next one might do it. If I'm honest, my favourite Rockstar games ever are the Red Dead ones, not Grand Theft Auto. But equally, I will still play it. What about yourself? You're a much more experienced gamer than myself.
See, I've got to say, San Andreas, loved it. I loved the travel. You know, starting Los Santos, you go over to San Fierro, then Las Venturas, and then you have a wee bonus section back to Liberty City. Oh, brilliant.
Loved all that.
I loved all that.
What I'll say, just to cut across you very quickly as well, is the soundtrack in San Andreas.
I think Vice City's soundtrack was better, though.
Do you think so?
I think Vice City's bigger for me because, obviously, Grand Theft Auto 3 was a big one, but then Vice City just enhanced
it. Collins, Mark, to be fair. Oh, and he's in every one, isn't he?
He's brilliant. He's incredible. He wasn't in San Andreas, though.
Was he not?
No, he wasn't in San Andreas.
No.
But you had
Foreigner
in Vice City. I love my 80s music.
I mean, the big one for me in San Andreas, you leave Rod alone. Young Turks.
Young Turks.
Well, unbelievable, honestly, on the pub jukebox.
What was it?
Every week, first song.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
KDST. Remember the DJ was Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses?
I did not remember that. To
Axl Rose played. Was the guy, yeah. SFUR, great soundtrack.
No, I didn't know that.
No, it was for Flash FM on Vice City, though. No, I used to do. I used to get one of them motors, go down to the district near the beach, and I just used to stay like park the motor there, do nothing and listen to music, watch the sunrise. Oh, it was beautiful. I used to just do that, but that might explain a lot of why I'm the way I'm, Dan.
I think it does. Yeah, I think it does. One thing I will say is, and I think it is the top YouTube comment under the music video of it is, but I do agree. Again, coming back to Young Turks, it is the perfect song for flying a car over the desert. Beautiful.
That's right. What plane did you fly over the desert, San Andreas? I always went in the wee white. It was never a jumbo jet. It was always the wee white one.
No, I used to love going to the hangar and getting the big jumbo jet.
The Last Venturis.
Fantastic.
It was always that. Always that.
Cheap codes and that. It was beautiful.
I used to always get the minigun as well.
I was convinced as well by one of my cousins that there was a way to get to the end of the map. He just had to sort of take a boat out to sea for long enough. And I remember one weekend leaving my PS2 running for a good 36, 48 hours, about Friday night to Sunday night, just in this boat. And
nothing.
I didn't get to the end of the map.
So you just wasted the electricity?
It really did work me into a shit. I marked it big time for that one. But no, what a game. What a franchise.
You must respect being conned, though.
I do. I respect a good work.
Well, sadly, this is not what was coming up here. Obviously, the pub is very busy, very noisy, because you've got all the, as we say, fair weather drinking crowd out. Because that is Christmas time. But what's coming up is the European Cup of dinners. And that is a humble Christmas dinner. Now, this is where me and you, somebody in the pub, I don't know if there's security on the night, but I think they're going to have to get somebody to intervene here. Because I personally, there's nothing I look forward to more than Christmas dinner. The honey roast ham, the sprouts, the roast potatoes, and then back to the gravy. I love it. Oh, it's brilliant. I love all that. But you have a problem with it.
I just don't get the hype. I just think it's vastly overrated. Like, I'll never be one of the people that goes to the extremes of ordering a Chinese and or Indian takeaway on Christmas Day.
I think that's just ignorant.
I think
it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I agree.
So what do you do then?
What would Jesus think?
I mean, what do you do?
No, I partake, but I just think it's vastly overrated. I think that turkey is a very dry, boring meat.
Oh, don't worry about that, but you've got the honey roast ham.
I don't mind that, that's alright. You're talking about roast potatoes. Pretty boring way to cook a potato, in my opinion.
There's a lot of things
you can do with a potato.
You leave the roast potatoes alone.
Brussels sprouts I've never been a fan of. Pigs and blankets, I like those ones.
I gotta say, with the Brussels sprouts, I was never a fan, right? Then the work night out last year, I remember I had Brussels sprouts just sitting on the plate, and my boss bullied Big Kev, just bullied me into it, and they went, get them eating. And I thought to myself,
fire in,
yes,
come on.
I thought to myself, do you know what, I'm not going to have my boss
mug you off like from all your pals.
Exactly, have something hanging over me. So I thought, do you know what, I'm going to eat this. And I enjoyed the Brussels sprouts. I was just too much a coward to eat them because of the way they looked. Immature, pathetic. One of the first things I would have for a Christmas dinner. Pigs and blankets. You've got to be mad for that.
The pigs and blankets are
tremendous. It makes you wonder, why can't you have pigs and blankets on a normal Sunday as well?
Well, anytime I have a fryer,
is that a social construct, Dan?
I'd baking up my sausage, which is, it's a de facto pig and blanket, isn't it?
Do you have it in a roll?
Have it in a roll?
Aye.
No, I think we've had this discussion about fryers, possibly in episode one, which is that I would always take the square sausage on her own.
Ah, but if you had a link sausage, would you put the
link sausage?
Would you have pink?
Oh, I would just tell them to fire both on it.
I'd get fired in.
I'd be brave. Again, another controversial take here. I realise I will get crucified for this. But it's the same as the Sunday roast. I just think you've got to pour gravy over to make it better. And I would include KFC in that, by the way.
All I will say here, the Sunday roast thing, I'm a mark for it. But I think the social media crowd have really ruined
it. They've
every second Instagram post you see about a Sunday roast and you see all the gravy splattering it. It's like the it's like all the food swimming in the gravy. It's not the way it's meant to be. You see dry turkey, you see hundreds of carrots all spilling out the side and sweet corn in it and all that, and I'm like, no.
What I would say is, for the listeners, and I'm going to say this live on air, right, so you can't back out it now, over on the GigPod Instagram, and this is a promo to follow if ever, you need to post a picture of Rizzo's Christmas dinner for a few years, but it is incredible. Bear in mind, there's a veggie, right?
He doesn't go on about it though.
But, he doesn't.
I'm a baby.
But honestly, get that poster. No promo for this. Just
that should be a Christmas Day post, though.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's the incentive to follow us throughout the rest of December. The minute it hits Boxing Day, obviously hit unfollow, as any sensible person would do.
So, if I'm saying that the European Cup final of dinners is the Christmas dinner, where is your European Cup final of dinners?
Put me in the spot now.
Your birthday?
I don't really bother with birthdays. It's just another day to me. I don't know. I need to have a think about that. I couldn't.
You don't have a dinner that you look forward to the most, now?
No, not particularly.
It's all just coke in the toast to you, aye?
It's just chicken noodles, mate. Proper.
Right. Well, anybody that's listening in here and has any grievances with Dan, leave me out, please, because nothing but respect for the beautiful Christmas dinner. Dan, can you believe that was the fourth Only Here for a Visit?
How do we keep getting away with it, Stephen?
Unbelievable. I just don't know. How do Molly Malone's keep taking us in? I just don't get it.
Listen, what I will say is, though, a big thank you to them once again for the fantastic hospitality.
Oh, don't worry about that.
As always, busy. I know we're having a dig at the fair weather drinkers, but it is very, very busy every time we come in here to record, so I must say they are doing something right.
And what about you? You're going to be back then to cover for gorgeous John Reid.
Well, I don't really have much of a choice, do I? No, he's in London.
But is Kelly a big enough game for you? I mean,
It's on the telly. It's on the telly. So I'll watch that again through legal means. But I think you said it was Monday we're going to record. I'm going to leave next week. I've got a big night planned on Sunday. So
I didn't realise Gigpod was all about you, mate. Okay.
I might be
okay.
A bit first of all, but that's all right. I'll carry on.
Like, cool. I don't know how we're going to cope, but thank you for joining, Dan. I appreciate it.
Stevie, you don't have to sit and record a podcast have an excuse to get me down the pub, mate. I've been here before this.
Right, everyone, so this is, as I said, the fourth Only Here for a Visit. Who can believe it? As Dan says, how do we keep getting away with this? Right, we will be back on Sunday to review the game against Kilmarnock. Sure, that'll be very exciting, free-flowing football. Definitely not
that wonderful pitch.
Oh, definitely not a slog at all, right? You know what to find us by now? I'm terrible at doing these outros. Rizzo truly is the king of them, isn't he?
Yeah.
What, by the way, let me shout out, how good is he at these outros, man?
Yeah, it's phenomenal at them, I must admit.
Right, you know where you can find us by now. Anyway, you know where you can find us by now. Listen, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere else that you do listen to us, we'll probably be on there. Really grateful for you tuning in, and the numbers do keep going up for the subscriptions, because I'm sad enough to check them. Thanks, everyone, and we'll see you after the game on Sunday. Hail, hail.
Network. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.